today, it is an honor for me to be speaking again after a long time. Being here with such honorable people is a great moment in my life. I don't know where to begin my speech. I don't know what people would be expecting me to say. But first of all, thank you to God, for whom we all are equal. And thank you to every person who has prayed for my first recovery and a new life. Dear friends, on the 9th of October 2012, the Taliban shot me on the left side of my forehead. They shot my friends too. They thought that the bullets would silence us, but they failed. And out of that silence came thousands of voices. The terrorists thought they would change my aims and stop my ambitions. But nothing changed in my life except this. Weakness, fear, and hopelessness died. Strength, power, and courage were born. I am the same Narada. My ambitions are the same. My hopes are the same. And my dreams are the same. Dear sisters and brothers, I am not against anyone. Neither am I here to speak in terms of personal revenge against the Taliban or any other terrorist group. I'm here to speak up for the right of education of every child. I do not even hate the Taliban who shot me. Even if there is a gun in my hand and he stands in front of me, I will not shoot him. This is a compassion that I have learned from Muhammad, the Prophet of Mercy, Jesus Christ, and Lord Buddha. This is a legacy of change that I have inherited from Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, and Muhammad Ali Jinnah. This is a philosophy of nonviolence that I have learned from Gandhi, Vatican, and Mother Teresa. This is a forgiveness that I have learned from my father and from my mother. This is what my soul is telling me. Be peaceful and love everyone. Dear sisters and brothers, we realize the importance of light when we see darkness. We realize the importance of our voice when we are silenced. In the same way, when we were in Swat, the north of Pakistan, we realized the importance of pens and books when we saw the guns. The wise saying, the pen is mightier than the sword, was true. The extremists were, they are afraid of books and pens. The power of education frightens them. Excuse me.
Yeah, that is why I say.
That is why they are blasting schools every day because they were and they are afraid of change, afraid of the equality that we will bring into our society. I remember that there was a boy in our school who was asked by a journalist, why are the Taliban against education? He answered very simply by pointing to his book. He said, a Taliban doesn't know what is written inside this book. Dear fellows, today I am focusing on women's rights and girls' education because they are suffering the most. There was a time when women activists asked men to stand up for their rights. But this time, we will do it by ourselves. I'm not telling men to step away from speaking for women's rights. Rather, I'm focusing on women to be independent and fight for themselves. So, dear sisters and brothers, now it's time to speak up. We call upon the world leaders to change their strategic policies in favor of peace and prosperity. We call upon world leaders that all of these deeds must protect women and children's rights. A deal that goes against the rights of women is unacceptable. We want schools and education for every child's bright future.
Continue
our journey to a destination of peace and education. No one can stop us. We will speak up for our rights and we will bring change through our voice. We believe in the power and the strength of our voice, our words. Our words can change the whole world because we are all together, united for the cause of education. And if we want to achieve our goal, then let us empower ourselves with the weapon of knowledge, and let us shield ourselves with unity and togetherness. Dear brothers and sisters, we must not forget that millions of people are suffering from poverty, injustice, and ignorance. We must not forget that millions of children are out of their schools. We must not forget that our sisters and brothers are waiting for a bright, peaceful future. So, let us wage a glorious struggle against illiteracy, poverty, and terrorism. Let us pick up our pens and our books. They are the most powerful weapons. One child, one teacher, one book, and one pen can change the world. Education is the only solution. Education first. Thank you.